Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Carmally here, and Dave Popwich is away. Unfortunately, a member of his family passed away, so our condolences from the entire Chorus Radio and PKAG to Dave and his family. We have a great show today. We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of things. First of all, if you're going cross-border, you're going to move to the U.S., there's some whole tax issues. We're going to address that today in our show. There's an estate planning document that people don't really spend a lot of time on. It's called a personal care directive. What does it mean? How do you deal with it? What if you don't need it? Or do you always need it? We're going to talk to a lawyer about that. And then people are downsizing. People are downsizing, going from a larger home to a smaller home. We're going to talk to an expert on how do you downsize. But there was a great article that came out of Money Sense magazine that I was looking at. And I said, you know, This article was talking about what the average Canadian spends and how much money do you need saved in for retirement in this article. So to give you a bit of a Coles Notes version, I want to actually bounce this conversation off with a well-known name on this radio station, Sue Diel. She's the co-host of 770 CHQR's morning show. Sue, welcome.
Hi, Faisal. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. I wanted the right person on the show, so thank God it was you and not Popwich. That's a good thing. You know, I want to talk about this because I think from your perspective and from all the stuff that you do in the morning show, all the different people that come on and mm-hmm. how all the political issues and individual Calgarians coming on the show, let's get a different perspective than just two money guys talking about, you know, should you save and should you not save and stuff. Let's get some more meat on this one. So Sue, from your perspective, and this is what the Money Sense magazine said, single individual in retirement, $33,000 a year is what the average income they need to spend, less than $3,000 a month. For a couple, $44,000. What are your thoughts?
I don't feel like that's enough. I mean, you know, I look at my own life. I'm married and we have two kids and we don't go out a ton because we do have two young kids. So we'll spend a lot of money on food and, you know, entertaining people at our own home and just living. I just can't imagine a single person on $33,000 or a couple on $44,000. That just doesn't seem enough to me.
And I agree with that. I think when we start to go through the numbers, if the average Calgarian family, this is average, mm-hmm. is at $90,000, they're spending more than $3,000 or $4,000 a month.
You're not kidding. Right? I mean, and so, you look at the way people spend on coffee and lunches and snacks. We all go out and spend so much on just that, you know, that little bit here and there. That's got to add up to a whole lot as well.
Yeah. And so this Money Sense article came out and said, okay, well, if it's $33,000 or $44,000, most of your money is going to come from Canadian Pension Plan and Old Age Security. So now we're already pushing people at 65 to do this. In fact, a Franklin Templeton survey said that 51% of baby boomers expect their government pensions will be their primary or secondary source for retirement income. So the conversation goes into how much are you saving to cover the difference. But we're saying it might be more than $33,000 or $44,000 per year. So if that's the case, what do you think people should be looking at? Considering that one out of every three 65-year-old or older Canadian has less than $100,000 saved for retirement.
Wow. Because I'm shocked by that, actually. In a way, because I thought, you know, it's hammered into our heads that we really need to think forward and think ahead and put that money aside and invest properly. So I'm kind of surprised that that's the number we're at.
I'll take that Franklin Templeton stat one step further. One in five have saved $0 for retirement.
$0.
Zero.
That scares me a lot. You know, because who's to say that we're even going to have that government money coming our way? I mean, I'm not 65 yet. I'm not even close. And I'm prepared for there to be nothing coming my way that I need to really cover myself for what's going to happen in my retirement years.
Yeah. And so, there's a whole bunch of Canadians who are not prepared financially for their retirement. And this is a problem. I've been yelling about this for over a decade. But there's a whole bunch of people who make a lot more money. And $3,000 a month or $4,000 a month for a couple is way too less. And they don't have enough money. That's the biggest fear, is do I have enough? And so when we start going through this kind of conversation about do I have enough, what other concerns do you think people should be thinking about when they're looking in the future, right? We're talking 10, 20 years down the road, I'm going to retire. What should I be thinking about?
Well, I think we live longer than ever, so I don't think you can, you know, calculate, well, I only need from 65 to, you know, even perhaps 80. I mean, we're living far longer, so you're going to need more money. You're going to need to stretch it out. The cost of living is only going to increase. And let's face it, I think most of us are pretty spoiled with all the things that we have, and you don't want to have to live without, perhaps, in your retirement years, too.
Yeah, and I'm finding more and more Canadians are putting on debt.
Yes.
And as they age, they still have mortgages, lines of credits, car loans. And so if this is, again, going back to that $44,000 for a couple, if you've got debt and you need to live,
how do you pay that?
How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that's the tough one right there. So what are some tips that you can give being married with kids and people who are planning out in the future? What tips do you have for them?
Well, I can tell you just from my own perspective, I am not financially savvy. It's not my forte, and I'm not the one who manages most of that within my household, but I do have a great financial guy that I know I can trust. When I go to talk to him, he's going to dumb it down for me and make me understand what I need to do and how I need to do it. And I think that honestly is key. And I'm not just saying that because it's you and I having this conversation, but I think if you don't have somebody helping you out to look forward to what's coming in your life down the road, you're really missing the boat, because we don't understand how all these little things work. And financial advisors, that's what you guys do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think for me, that's the key. I need somebody that I know I can, you know, I've got this money, or I know I need to invest this much money. I'm going to give it to you because I believe you're going to help me out to be where I need to be when I retire.
What are some of the questions you ask your advisor that you need to understand? Because you're not
other than explain that I don't get it.
Yeah, so that's one of them. Explain that. But what are some of the things you need to know when you walk out of that office space and you're like, okay, now I understand. What are some of the key things you need to know?
Well, I think that there are so many terms, you know, RRSPs and TFSAs and mm-hmm. real estate and RESPs, and yes, we know the basics, but I think you really have to ask for someone to explain it from start to finish so that you get it and you can understand and sort of envision what it is you need to do in order to, you know, be comfortable with your own life and how it's going to roll out. So I think, you know, just making sure that you have your person dumb it down for you, because I think all of us, we don't like to feel like we're stupid, but I don't think most people understand all the terminology, for one.
So terminology being a key thing, when you see mm-hmm. the words dumb it down. So I think of that as people comparing themselves from a knowledge level of an expert versus not an expert. You'll never have that same knowledge level. Mm-hmm. So when you say dumb it down, are there things that you look for in your conversation or information that you need to walk away? Because I think this will really help a lot of the listeners to say, I need to ask my advisor questions, but I don't even know what to ask.
That's true, too. And, you know, when I go in, my advisor gives me a printout of everything that I have and, you know, what it's earning me and what it's making. And we go over that. Literally, he, you know, we'll make a good hour and a half long time for a meeting so that I can go through that, because I don't get it. So that's another step, is have them print out what you have, what you need, what, you know, they might suggest you get in the future, and then run through it so that you do understand all of that. Again, it's the dumbing it down. I mean, it's kind of a bad way to put it, but I think we need to really understand when we walk out of a meeting, you know, what we have and what we're going to need.
So do you and your partner do this together?
Yes, we do, for sure. Okay. Yeah. And she's excellent with money. She's an entrepreneur and very business minded, and that's not my thing. So it's helpful too to have both of us there, I think, and sort of, you know, we can bounce questions off each other and with our financial person. And I think that's important, that you do it together so that you understand, you know, as a whole, as a unit, what you've got.
These are some great tips. First of all, explain it to me. Second one, take the time, spend the time and print off everything so you have an understanding of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then do it together as a couple. That's fantastic.
And tell me what I need for down the road. Like, really spell it out for me so that I can sort of prep myself and think about the actual dollars, what I need. Don't give me some weird percentages. Just make it easy for me to understand how much I need to do at the end of the year to make sure that, you know, I'm doing this properly, this investing thing.
Yeah. Money Sense Magazine says $33,000 for a single, $44,000 for a couple. That may not be your number, so you need it spelled out for you from your advisor, Sue Diehl. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Faisal.
We got Sue here from 770 CHQR's morning show giving her perspective on things. And we're going to spell it out all for you on our seminar on how to bulletproof your retirement Tuesday, February 18th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com. Now, there's some important tax questions to have for snowbirds or people moving to the United States. Join us after the break. We'll talk about that on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.